Hey, Mike, Rob Domofsky from ESPN. When you look at the Packers' two young running backs, what do you see?
Yeah, I like them. You know, they're both guys that we liked coming out of the draft. Both of them, you know, I think Williams does a nice job of getting vertical. He's big and fast, you know. And then Jones is a guy that we also really liked. You know, a good gun runner, catches the ball well out of the backfield, good cutback runner. But, yeah, we like both of them, actually.
What do you even thought of Hundley since you last saw him back in October? Bill Huber from Packer Report. Sorry about that.
I didn't hear the question. Excuse me?
Yeah, what have you thought of Brett Hundley since you last saw him back in October, just his growth during his last couple months?
I think he's grown quite a bit. You know, he's making a lot of quick decisions. You know, he's been taking care of the football well. You know, he's using his legs quite a bit. You know, he's obviously got a strong arm, very athletic guy. You know, I think he's starting to see a lot more as far as the things that, you know, when he wants to get the ball out to the perimeter when guys are off, coverage, you know, things like that. Does a nice job movement in the pocket. And, you know, he's starting to, you know, he really looks, you know, I'm not saying he's Rodgers, but he's, you know, he's got a lot of very, very similar mannerisms.
Mike, Mark Daniels, WNFL Radio. Has health been as much as, has that had as much to do with the consistency on defense as just your overall play, do you think, this year?
Well, health is definitely important. We've been fairly fortunate, you know, when we've lost some guys, it's been for a game or two or something like that. But yeah, it's definitely important. You know, and most of these guys have been around for, you know, quite a while now, you know, 3 or 4 years together. So, you know, that part's been good, too.
Bill Huber again from Pack Report. Does any part of Case Keenum surprise you? He's kind of a journeyman guy. Then you get him now. You guys are, you know, he's got a 100 passer rating. You guys are rolling right along.
Yeah, a few of the things have surprised me. Case has done an unbelievable job. He's taking care of the football. He's a great studier. You know, his movement in the pocket has been outstanding. You know, most of the time he has, you know, made good decisions with the football. And I think the more he's played, the more confident he's been with making the correct decisions.
Mark Daniels again, Mike. How hard is it not to think about the possibilities of a home game in February?
Everybody talks about it, but it's never been done in, what is it, 69 years or something, they said, or something like that. And, you know, so it's going to be hard to do. We've got a lot of, you know, work before we can even get to that point. But, you know, it's definitely a goal hanging out there to try to be the first. I don't know, you know, but we don't think about it much. We kind of think about the Packers this week.
Bill, again, have you ever used that to your guys? Kind of that carrot on a stick sort of thing?
No, the only thing I've really told them is, you know, we'd like this to be the last plane trip that we have to take, but that's about the only thing I've said.
Hey, Mike, Rob Domofsky again. Adam Thielen, why has he developed into such a important and solid player for you?
Well, he's an extremely competitive guy, catches the ball really well, runs good routes, understands leverage with the defenders, you know, and every time he gets up, you know, this is a guy, every time he got opportunities, he's taken advantage of them. You know, when it started, when he was here as an undrafted college free agent, to make the team, to get into special teams, and then wide receiver, and, it's just a good success story. He's a great hard worker, very smart, very diligent in his work, loves to do, you know, loves to do anything. He doesn't care. He just wants to play football.
Bill Huber again. Any concern about your guys looking past the Packers? You know, they're struggling. They don't have Rodgers, all that kind of stuff.
No, not at all. You know, it's a division game. They're really good. I mean, they're always really good. You know, they're it's always a team that, you know, I think they're coached great on both sides of the ball. I think they do an outstanding job with their personnel. And, you know, we're you know, I've told my team this, we're a good team. We're not a great team. I don't know if there's any great teams out there, but we're, you know, we're a good team. And, you know, we don't have the luxury of looking past anybody. And that's really not our mentality of a football team, not the same kind of guys that we have.
Your defense is built – I'm sorry, Bill Huber again. Your defense is built a bunch of high draft picks. Obviously, it's no shoo-in that those guys are going to produce like that, but you guys have been a pretty good success rate. Is that a pretty fair assessment of your group?
Yeah, I mean, we expect, you know, all the guys we drafted to make it, but, you know, I think when, you know, when I came in here, Rick and I sat down and we talked about the kind of people that we want here on the team, the qualities that we want, you know, especially defensively. I've talked to him quite a bit about, you know, the personnel and you know, we've been lucky, you know. You know, I wasn't here when they drafted a couple of guys, but, you know, Barr and Kendricks and Trey Waynes and I don't know who all else. You know, Harrison Smith was before me, Rhodes was before me. We're talking about defense. Bob's over here in the peanut gallery. But, yeah, I mean, you know, and then, you know, some of these other guys, Hunter was a third-round pick that we liked, you know, so Sendejo was here before me. Linville Joseph was a free agent. So, you know, we've been fortunate, yeah.